Under intense pressure to reach an accord aimed at resolving the two-year-old debt crisis, European leaders agreed on a plan Wednesday to force banks to boost their capital ratios and make sure they can deal with future emergencies. Lithuanian President Dalia Grybauskaitė called it a major breakthrough for the 27 member countries of the European Union. But she says now the work begins.
Of course, the main thing now is restructuring all the banking sector to stabilize and to give the guarantees that we all behind it. So the concrete package will be negotiated now and together with the banking sector and representatives of banks. But we 27 give green light for negotiations to be finalized, and now it's only about technicalities.
One of the technicalities involves the amount of Greek debt European banks are willing to write off. European leaders want banks to take as much as a 60% loss, nearly three times the amount they agreed to in July. Although England is not one of the 17 countries that use a euro, British Prime Minister David Cameron says the developments are crucial to the success of the entire continent.
It's very much in Britain's interest that we sort out these problems and solve this crisis. We made good progress on the bank recapitalisation. That wasn't watered down. It has now been agreed. It will only go ahead when the other parts of a full package go ahead, and further progress on that needs to happen tonight.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who won a mandate from German lawmakers to boost the size of the Eurozone Rescue Fund, said it was crucial for the region to act as one.
Deutschland kann es auf Dauer nicht gut gehen.
Germany can't do well if Europe doesn't. That's why the most important goal for the government must be that Europe emerges stronger from the crisis. This means Europe must become a stability union.
Financial markets had anticipated more progress in Brussels this week. Michael Hewson is a market analyst for CMC Markets in London.
We're not going to get a quick resolution. The market's going to have to suck it up.
While the immediate focus of the Brussels meetings have been on efforts by Greece to reduce its massive debt, Italy, Europe's third largest economy, is also under pressure to adopt new economic reforms and stave off the possibility that it could become the fourth Eurozone country to need a bailout. Millar Sega, VOA News.